The decision of whether four-time Iditarod champ Jeff King illegally killed a moose in Denali National Park now rests with a judge. A two-day trial on the matter wrapped up yesterday with King taking the stand in his own defense. If convicted, he faces up to a year in prison and a $10,000 fine. Chris Freiberg has been covering the trial for the Fairbanks Daily News Miner, and he joins me now. Hi, Chris.
Hi, how are you?
Can you describe more specifically the charges? What exactly was he accused of?
Well, Jeff King is charged with two things. The first is illegally taking a moose within the boundary of Denali National Park, and the second charge is that he illegally drove a motor vehicle into the park.
All right. Now, as you said in the intro, he took the stand in his own defense. What was his main defense?
Well, the main defense from him and his attorney, Myron Angstman, was that the boundary isn't exactly clear. You can get a lot of maps in Alaska, even in Denali Park, that don't clearly show the boundary. And the markers there, they say, may not actually be the actual boundary. They also questioned whether the Park Service has the authority to make the boundary of the park. And they seem to believe that he was a good 800 feet from where the park lies.
His daughter also testified, as I understand it. What did she have to say?
Well, the main thing that his daughter had to say was she testified that she was the one who initially drove the Argo 8-wheeler into the kill site. Now, if the judge decides that the moose was killed inside of the park, that could mean that the judge would have trouble convicting him of driving the vehicle if his daughter was the one who did that.
Who was the main witness then for the prosecution?
The prosecution's main witness was Park Ranger John Leonard.
And what did he have to say? What was his testimony?
Well, the ranger testified that when at first he came upon Mr. King and his daughter, he didn't actually think that there was anything suspicious. He did say that Mr. King said he was out of practice and hadn't taken a moose in a while, which the defense rather disputes that. But he said that then he went to the kill site and he felt that someone had sneaked a moose out of the park. And as they investigated it, they realized that they felt Mr. King had taken this moose, which he doesn't deny.
All right. Now, what happens next? What's next on the agenda?
Well, because the trial lasted much longer than I think either attorney anticipated. I know Mr. King's attorney said that he'd planned for a flight back to Bethel yesterday afternoon, and testimony went past 5 o'clock on Tuesday. They've decided that closing arguments will be in written form to the judge, and for him to go through that, that'll take until at least September 25th, and then he'll issue a ruling after that.
All right. Is there any sense at all about how the judge may rule on this?
Well, after the prosecution rested, Mr. King's attorney made a motion for the case to be dismissed on several grounds. One of those was that he said the prosecution hadn't proved the charge of using a motor vehicle within the park. In fact, the park ranger had only testified that he had seen tracks. There's a photo of the Argo in the background of the dead moose, but no one's actually driving it. And the judge said that he felt maybe he could dismiss that charge, but he decided to let it stand. He said, you know, there's not necessarily enough evidence to convict on this, but we'll let it stand and we'll see where it goes.
All right, so we're looking for something around September 25th then.
Sometime after that.
All right, Chris Freiberg is a reporter with the Fairbanks Daily News Miner. Thanks for joining us, Chris.
All right, thank you.